Maybe putting out a rap album or whatever.
You have the 4th of July headgear on, dude.
We're going to be American as fuck. You're the only one that's not red, white, and blue with us, Derek. Like, yeah. We are American. I got my giant, because it's America, sippy cup. America. Don't mind the little boots at the bottom. Fuck, those kind of take the masculine.
It sucks that that's like the theme song for the Parks shows. Because otherwise we could totally just be hitting that all the time.
All right. I mean, we're ready to go whenever you're ready, buddy. This is...
All right. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her. Sing along, commie.
Through the night, you caught it,
with
you?
The light. From the sun.
Or the sun.
What's up, guys?
What's up, dude? I was just enjoying the American Idol moment. That
what an open. Right.
The Naturals. Guys, this is The Naturals from The Naturals podcast. You may recognize the voice. It's the voice that haunts Amir the Miracle's erotic dreams. Derek, this is your first time on camera on this show.
It is. Now you can see my face with the voice.
And so. You see why we don't keep a camera on him. And then over here, Uncle Kyle, this big bastard. These guys are from The Naturals, the podcast called The Naturals because you guys don't manscape, right? I'm guessing. Is that what it?
There's a lot of meanings behind it, but the main one is that, you know, we're just good at shit.
Yeah, we're just a natural, and it is funny because when people come on, they're like, oh, this was such a natural conversation. And then I went, say that again.
And she was like, okay, sir, yeah. I'll say it again. By the way, we're just good at shit. I think that's going to be the America's new slogan.
Yeah.
America.
We're going to get stickers with I wish it said it on this cup. We're going to get stickers with that. That might be the new Logan. We're just good at shit. That's how we do it.
Real quick, you want to pop that fan on?
But it is getting hot in here. Okay.
Only fan.
Only fan.
Behind the scenes, leave it in. We only have one fan.
in this room.
So, I mean, one thing I wanted to dive in right away, dude, is, as you know, and how I kind of met you and all that, is that I'm a big Kill Tony fan, dude. So I'd say let's dive into that, man. I really want to hear your whole experience with Kill Tony.
Kill what? Oh, Kill Tony.
Never heard of her.
Wait, is he having a stroke? We need to check on you.
Yeah, dude. Well, because that just, like, we're recording this a week ahead of time, even though... We're all decked out for the 4th, and this might just be the way that the studio stays.
All in for America.
But yeah, so the episode itself, we just watched it last night, just dropped the whole kidney stone debacle. That was insane. And it was completely ridiculous. So here's the thing, and I think I told you guys this before, but my idea was, I was like, okay, I have my set. I want to do something in the interview that's fun, because I've always, for the most part, my interview segments have always had something.
Yeah.
Whether I wrestled Jeremiah Watkins, I chokeslammed Joelberg through a table, they double chokeslammed me on the stage in San Francisco.
That's why he's a golden ticket, people. Ticket winner, people.
That's right, because I'm a hack and I don't have good jokes,
no,
but
no,
I can do
no,
it.
No, no,
I'm
no.
kidding. I'm great. But I was like, oh, I know, I have this kidney stone. I still have it. They got this dude, Cam Patterson.
Hold on real quick. Let's just rewind. Why do you have that still? Like, why did you keep it?
Well, I kept it because, have you seen it? Well, you can't now, but it was huge. So, okay, so I was on the road. I documented all of this. It's here on the YouTube channel early on. It's a little stupid vlog that I did. But I...
The Kidney Stone Chronicles with Todd Royce.
I was on the road. I did a show in Richland, Washington. And then that night, I started having trouble peeing. Like, I could just feel, like, I was like, that's really weird.
I relate to this personally. This is terrible.
But this isn't because of chlamydia. This is because I
mean, I've also had kidney stones too, Todd. So
oh, have
I
you? Can, oh, so I guess I'm not so special. Who ate your kidney stone?
Nobody.
Okay.
I wish I still had it. It got, like, lasered out of my body. I didn't get to... I don't know how you ejected that. Like,
I didn't.
He
that's
didn't.
The
they
thing.
They fired it out, yeah.
They... I'm not kidding. So I went to the hospital because I kept trying to piss it out. I kept trying to get rid of it. And eventually got to the point where, like, my hotel room, the bathtub... looked like either a murder scene or like, you know, like someone had their first period because there was blood all over the toilet. Every time I tried to go to the bathroom, nothing but blood came out. Because that was all, I don't know what the, anyway. Oof. So this is a great way to start the pub. Bloody toilets.
Nothing but blood. America. It's red. You're here.
It was red. The porcelain was white. I was blue. But so I go to the hospital and I've said this before. It was so weird. Like, no, like going in there and it's like 6 o'clock in the morning and everybody there is either they're there because they're bleeding to death or they have a broken wrist or there's an old woman, you know, gushing blood from her head. And I'm there because I can't pee. Like, it's a weird feeling.
Yeah.
And then they brought me back. Oh, by the way, I could actually, this is interesting. I can actually, you know, when I would hold my dick in my hands.
It's an impressive hold.
Yeah. When I would hold,
are
when
you
I,
sure you're not under exaggerating?
No.
The
no.
actual. Okay,
no,
okay.
I'm not gonna.
Okay,
I'm not gonna lie on my podcast. So I'd reach. No. But I could actually. I could feel the rock through the skin.
Oh,
like I'm just in the,
so
in the very
rough.
Tip. Yeah. And so the doctor finally, like, he came in and they brought in pliers. And this was one of my favorite things. They strapped me up to get my blood pressure, but then they kept it on the machine to just, like, monitor it. And then he comes in with the pliers and starts, like, trying to rip the thing
beep,
out.
Beep, beep,
yeah,
beep,
I'm
beep,
like,
beep, beep, beep.
Wait, so you're not on, they didn't give you any pain medicines or, like,
not
put
yet.
You on?
Not yet. I was, yeah. So my blood pressure's skyrocketing, going through the roof.
Holy
even
shit.
Worse
anytime you're conscious and you see tools in a medical setting, it's just like, oh.
Yeah, they're always frightening looking, dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're like, wait, what? What is that? I don't
absolutely.
Like that. Yeah.
And so, so finally, like, the doctor goes, you know, we could. He's like, I think I can get this out. And I was like, all right. And he goes, he's like, we could give you something that would knock you out if you're. And I was like, yes, please.
Yeah, like,
God,
why did we
please.
Wait this long?
Yeah. And then because I used to talk about this a little bit on stage, and I realized this was from Tom Segura's last special. So I don't word it this way anymore, but it's 100% true. The conversation that I had, the nurse said, we'll give you propofol. And I said, what is that? And she goes, and she literally said, that's the stuff that killed Michael Jackson.
Mikey's milk.
And I went, I was like, and you're going to give that to me? And she's like, well, we're not going to give you as much. But I think he had something very similar to that. So I can't talk about that on stage anymore. But that's truthfully the conversation that happened. And then I was out for a few seconds, or I guess it was a few minutes, felt like a few seconds. And then it was out. And I have no, I would be so interested to see the video, although I'd be afraid if it got out online, of just like how, like, because, like, I remember him telling me that he had to, like, he was, like, pulling back on the head to try to reach it out, and he got it about halfway out. And then, you know, then he had me, he put me out for the rest of it. But
I mean,
so you had a rock,
people
baby.
That pay extra for that.
Yeah. Like. So he went around when he came in, like, after I woke up and the nurse was there. And like I said on Kill Tony, she's like, that's the biggest one I've ever seen. And I was like, yeah. Thank you. It's like, no, the stone. The doctor came back in and he's got it and he's like, I'm sorry. He's like, I had to show it to the other doctors. I'm like, that seems weird. But then I was also like, wait, can I keep that? And he's like, yeah, you want it? You can take it home.
I'm all stoked for you.
I feel like secretly he wanted to keep it so he could show it to other people because so when I had a kidney stone, I don't know about you, but the part that was insanely painful was when it was going from my kidney to my bladder. That felt like someone was just stabbing me repeatedly in the back and twisting the knife.
Oh,
I, yeah. Ladies, listen, I'm not gonna buy into the whole
with that headband on and everything. This is the perfect shot. Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead and mansplain.
I'm not gonna co-sign the whole it's worse than birth. I don't know. I'm not a woman. This pain was terrible, and if it's even close to what it feels like to give birth to a human being, then fuck all of that, and my hat's off to you. I have no children, probably never will, you know, naturally or otherwise. I won't be the one having them, clearly.
Well,
pregnant,
we
unless
don't
the surgeries
know.
Get more advanced in the future, we never right. know.
So you keep the rock, and then what made you think of
you gotta keep it.
Yeah.
Well, so, first of all, by the way, this was also one of my favorite parts about it was, when I first came into the doctor's office, I was like, because I had a show that night in Boise, which is like 4 hours from Richland or something like that. I don't know if I could look that up, but he goes, look, that, oh, he's not over there.
I mean, I can.
No, but I was like,
he's
I
not
go
in his usual place. Where is he?
I go, I go, I have a show. Like, do you think I'll make it? And he's like, I don't think so. He's like, we would like to keep you overnight. And I was like, fuck, okay. And
then the meds maybe too, right? Maybe not. Probably supposed to drive,
you would think, but, so. Yeah. And then they came in to get my insurance information. And I was like, oh, I'm a stand-up comic and I have no insurance. And then about 15 minutes later, or 15 minutes after he pulled out, he's like, you know, you're good to go. He's like, yeah, go ahead. You can make your show. And I'm like, I'm walking out like with a limp. And I'm like, So then I did the whole show that night. It was fun.
You like pass out in front of the quick care and they're like, Get up. Hey, you good, buddy?
You got Boise. The show must go on.
They spray you with a spritz bottle. They're like, don't you have a show? You got somewhere to be. We got
a Mexican guy with a squeegee comes and pushes me off the desk. So I kept it. And for a while, I used to, like, I would tell the story on stage, and then I'd pull it out and shake it in the microphone and stuff like that. And then, like I said, I was going to go to Kill Tony, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to give this to Cam. Just see his reaction. I'm not going to tell him I'm going to do it before.
Yeah, it's just the perfect bit.
And also, by the way, this is something that people don't talk about. But in that clip, even the clip that you put together that we've shared, you can actually see behind me, you can see Cam Patterson stick his head out.
Yeah.
You guys, okay.
Yeah. Multiple comments on the reels and stuff on the socials, too, about that. Like, people love that moment. It was
great.
Fuck
me. I thought no one noticed.
No. I mean, people loved you, too. But, like, to the point I was trying to make earlier about the stuff that some may call gimmicky or whatever, like, it just adds to your performance, because not only did you have a good set, because the stuff that the guy said in front of you was painful to hear.
Yeah,
and we were watching this with Derek's parents, because like the podcasting thing is a family thing for us. And I just looked at his mom and I'm like, ooh, we don't love this.
Well,
because
the dude came out. I mean, even Cam mentioned
Pierre?
It. And he was talking about the entire audience.
That's
like,
which is
a bleep. Now I'm going to bleep myself.
Derek is punishing himself.
But
right
it's just
now.
Like, why did you think
like
that was
fucking
the
another
bleep.
I knew it was coming. Oh my god.
But yeah, I was just like, what a wild idea. But it just set you up even better, in my opinion.
Yeah, so, and he was by the way, like, because I was hanging out with him, because if you notice, right before Tony brought him out, he was like, we have a golden ticket winner. Actually, first let's get to this. So
you're already back there.
He and I were back there. I was supposed to go out after the guy that they brought Drew Nickens out to recover from his from the guy's bomb. Mm. So there's that guy. Then I was supposed to come out, and I'm like, I'm in the back line. Okay, I'm gonna fucking fix this room because this guy just bombed his ass off, the boxer. I was like, this guy just bombed.
Yeah, it was horrible.
And then they're like, here comes Drew Nickens, and then it sounds like, you know, fucking Ultimate Warrior from 1990 hit the ring. Reference you guys don't get, but
no. I get it.
But Drew comes out, wakes everybody up. He's doing
big
good.
Ball of energy, dude, on 1200 milligrams of caffeine, apparently, which is like
insane.
Four to six energy drinks, depending on the brand, a day. Fucking insane. Like, what?
And by the way, let me just say this, because not to be a name dropper, I don't know if this counts as name dropping anyway, but Drew Nickens, one of the nicest human beings I've ever talked to.
No question about that.
But I remember being in the back with Pierre, and Pierre's listening to it, and he's like, I don't want to go out right now. And he's like, I hope you go out first. And I'm kind of like, fuck you, dude. I'll do good too. Like, you're going to have to, but,
So this is a little inside baseball, but I want to ask you this, because Tony, like you said, he announced you, and we were like, yes, fucking Todd, let's go. And then he said, no, we're going to do a bucket pull first. They keep the people who sign up on the list, other than if they're in the audience, like the weird looking Chad who just got destroyed and made fun of. I feel like no one can roast you harder than Tony Hinchcliffe. Like that.
Oh, yes.
He's burned so severe. Yep. You will never recover for it.
That's why
his scars will be made.
You know what he is? He's the Joey Chestnut of roasting.
LeBron, you're LeBron.
He's LeBron. And, okay, then that
through
means he's
Joey
LeBron.
Chestnut, Tony.
Yeah,
but
good call.
But they keep them pinned somewhere else. The people that put their buckets. But they called him and he was like, right there.
So they're at a bar and they pull beforehand and he passes a producer.
Okay.
They run over to the bar and they grab him. He does that like.
So
ahead
they do
of time.
That off cam because he makes it look
correct.
Like he actually pulls out the bucket. I mean, it's very good. We love the show, Tony.
But when you see in the very beginning, he'll say like, I'm pulling the first bucket pull, but before that, we'll bring out whoever.
I have the attention span of a goldfish.
And he's not like
a,
he doesn't like watch a show as like religiously as like me and you as well. But I am curious more on that because that most people know, like, what's it like as far as like leading up to going up there? Like, is there anything like crazy? Like, did you get to in the green room? Like those stairs? Are you sure you're just hanging out behind the
curtain?
Well,
Heidi
until,
like, will flash
you
to make sure that you're really excited. Yeah. No.
I mean, that's amazing.
I mean, that would be great. I mean, well, and is she even better in person? Because
she's beautiful and she's like super cool. She's like, she was hanging out in the green room. Talking to every, well, not me, but she was talking to everybody. but like she's
because
she's
you
very,
were like Mary. Okay.
Yeah, that's
back,
right.
Back
I walked
up
to her and
I'm
I was
taken.
Like, I don't think so, honey. I don't know why I was playing to a camera behind you guys. But no, she's great. She's definitely like she's a huge comedy fan. Like it seems like she knows everything. She knows references. She knows everybody. So the green room is actually on the opposite side of it's like behind the audience. And upstairs, so you have to like go down and then come like down this long hallway that runs to the side of the club.
Because it seems like some VIP like high end people. There's like a balcony or something.
There's a balcony
can hang
right
out
there,
at
which
or something,
so
which
nice,
seems
dude.
Super cool. Like,
yeah. It's an amazing club. I will say, if Joe Rogan watches this, he did an amazing job putting together that club. Because I mean, it's fucking.
Well, I mean, he's a comic, so he said he was gonna do everything he could to like replicate what every comedian would want in
I know
a room,
who he is.
Right? So
I know who he is.
Yeah.
Also, Tony kind of fumbled the ball, and he had a late intro for Jet Ski, who
was
there.
Yeah,
she's not
was,
on
that
every show.
Strange.
I don't watch Tony. I don't watch Kill Tony all the time, but I do know that she isn't on every single show anymore. But when she does show up, like she usually gets an intro. So that was kind of crazy. He cut the jizz mop. You're gonna have to bleep that too, guy. Off and.
To bring
introduce
out, yeah.
Her. Yeah,
yeah, and she's great, and you can see, I mean, like you know, they love each other, and like it's fucking great to be a part. Even though, like, I do feel like when I'm in the green room, I feel like a little bit like, I feel like the super 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 distant cousin that comes around every other 4th of July.
Yeah, because
I'm like I'm there, and it's like all these people, and they're all like, oh hey Todd, how's it going? But then they're all like living their own lives, and I'm just kind of like standing over in the corner, and I was looking for cigars. Because I've always heard that in Joe Rogan's green room at the club, mm-hmm. there you can smoke cigars and you can smoke anything there. But I didn't find any fucking cigars. And that made me mad because there's a Foundation Cigars is a great brand. You guys don't know this at all, but it's a great brand. And they put out a Joe Rogan Experience cigar, but
oh,
it's
okay.
specifically just to him.
Oh, damn.
And so I was hoping to get one of those. Anyway.
God, to be Joe Rogan, it must be fan-fucking-tastic. Just have your own line of cigars, and it's like, oh, by the way, these only go to me. Nobody gets these. Just
but,
daddy.
So I had the kidney stone. And I was like, I have to give this to Cam.
And so did you tell Cam backstage, or was this all going to be a surprise?
I never told him anything. My plan was I was going to bring it up on stage. I didn't even realize Cam was coming out after me. It actually would have kind of worked out perfectly if I'd said something, because he would have popped out on stage potentially. But I was just going to see what Tony wanted to do. If he wanted to call him out, if he wanted to just leave it there and have him do it. If you want me to come back out and give it to him, whatever.
Yeah.
I was just going to present it on stage and just see where, because that's the best part about the show is that it's really, that's why like Tony always will tell, you hear Tony telling guests all the time, don't try to be funny.
Yep.
You trying to be funny makes it not funny. Yep. You trying to be serious or real, then that's where the comedy will come.
That's what I tell him all the time in the interview. So you nailed it. I tell them all the time. He's like, and because he says that, he's like, stop trying to do bits or whatever. Just answer the question as a real person and you'll find funny.
The fact that Cam, who has the whole rock bit, and that's just built in. You're like, this will be funny. I'm just going to show up with this and we'll see where it goes. It didn't take the turn that you thought it would.
It did
and
not.
Your reaction was so genuine. You're like, oh, fuck, dude. Oh, no, that's not why I brought
that's
this
never
up.
Been open.
And the lights are flashing. It was insane.
I remember,
was like, oh,
by
fuck.
The way, imagine being in my world in that moment where he opened that up.
You
and
were
I don't know
stunned.
What. I don't know if a fucking genie's going to pop out or what. Because I've literally, the year, and every once in a while, because I got a sick mind. Every once in a while, I thought, maybe, what if I opened it? Is there? But then I was like, no.
Take a sniff. Oh,
there's
my God.
Blood on that rock. There was blood on that stone. I'm not, I wasn't going to do it. He opened it, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I thought that was as bad as it was going to get. And then,
It was amazing, but I love we're talking about this because there's just a lot of people.
Any chances we had to easily clone you have now gone down the drain. Yeah.
down the toilet, literally.
But I thought it was cool, and just because, like I said, a lot of people think that you already had this set up with him and all that, but you didn't even know that he was going to do that. So
I didn't
even know
he was
going to
be the guest when
crazier.
I brought the stone in.
I could tell by your reaction, though.
God, and
it was
Sal,
so good.
Oh, my God. I can't believe Sal held it together as much as he did, but he, like, lost it.
He did,
Red
but
Band puked.
That's the thing that got me. But I never the Red Band thing surprised me that he puked in his own mouth. Like, that just.
They showed him on camera. You could see him. He was like,
yeah.
And he just kept it in. I was like, my man had to choke one back right there like a soldier in the moment.
It's so great to rewatch, too, because, like, making the reel that I did for our page and stuff like that, like, just looking at, like, the band members'
reactions
too, like, the drummers are just like, what the fuck?
Everybody lost their mind.
Yeah,
it's a great moment, dude.
Yeah,
shit was wild, bro.
I think so. And, like, obviously, it was all, like, I brought it there for my own little thing, and I had my own little idea, but Lewis, being the guy that he is, took it way
I think the cam thing still would have been awesome and hilarious,
sure,
amazing, but I think that, like, elevated it to, like, holy shit, like a
another
top, like, an unreal level of kill tone.
And I'll say this, if I ever get another kidney stone, which is very possible, it's yours, Cam. It's got your name on it. I'll bring it for Cam.
Yeah.
But, oh, by the way, back to what you were saying, that's what the doctor said, because I've had kidney stones before too, and the passing between the kidney and the dick,
urethra,
it's, oh, sure, that's,
I mean, it's got to go through your bladder, it got to get into,
that's the part,
your
that's,
bladder first.
That's the part that's usually super painful, because
it
that's,
was
and it was for me too, except this time it wasn't. That's that even confused the doctor. I'm surprised that I'm not in a medical journal book at this point, because he told me, because he asked me, how much did it hurt going through, and I was like, I didn't feel it until it was at the tip of my dick, and he's like, I don't understand that at all.
So you said this time, I have had one. This happened maybe, oh, God, I want to say like 6 or 7 years ago, and I have not had one since. I drink at least a gallon of water
a day
to keep them shits from happening. So you've had multiple kidney stones like that.
Oh, yeah. I've had no, not that bad. The rest of them were always like, it was the passing through and the pain and all that, and then I pissed it out.
Whew.
I'm the same way, though. You guys can attest to this. You probably never seen me. Right now, there's one of those bottles that keeps water cold that's sitting out in my car. I live in the desert, and I smoke cigars. I need to drink water on a regular basis, like all the time, or I will be pissing another
Stay
rock.
Hydrated, loved ones. Water.
Well, on that note,
for America.
Mean, being me producer, I mean, let's get into the 4th of July stuff.
Wait, before
Derek,
we do that,
producer
can
guiding
thing?
The show. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's your show, buddy.
You're the guest. So, well, another thing that I did this week was my wife and I went to the movie theater and saw South Park 25th anniversary. They put it out. Did you guys ever see the movie?
Yeah, I love the movie. Park? Great movie.
So, this is the OG, but it's like probably remastered. They made
it wasn't
it look
even
better.
Remastered.
It
like it,
same
looked,
thing.
It looked exactly the same.
Great movie.
They had great the movie. Lyrics on the screen because the idea was it's a sing along, right? So it was just fun, like a theater full of people going Uncle Fucka, and like, you know what I mean, like
yes.
So fun. But it was like as I was watching it, you know how you always hear people say like, oh, you couldn't make that movie today or whatever, right? I don't think Hollywood would ever try to make a movie like that. But it's so unfortunate because when you watch that movie, I don't know if I'm just more critical about comedy now, but every possible moment on screen that they had during that movie, they made some sort of joke. And it had to go as extreme as possible, which is the exact same reason why like shows like Kill Tony or like The Dirty at 12:30 that we talk about or The Dirty Show or whatever. It's all about finding as extreme a joke as you possibly can to make people laugh. I mean, fucking, there was no reason Cartman had to be in blackface other than the fact that it was hilarious.
Yeah. So for me, like, I don't
know.
Are
we talking about the OG South Park movie where, like, Saddam Hussein and the devil
are
in a relationship?
Yeah.
I am as well.
Yeah. We've already,
it's the same movie.
Cartman was in blackface in that movie. Oh,
during
my
the,
God.
The Kyle's Mom's a Bitch song. And he's like, talk to kids around the world. It might go a little
No,
like
I thought
this.
He was being Korean. He was like, fuck your, or he was like, fuck. Kyle's mom is a big fat bitch. She's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world, and he looked like a geisha. Am I wrong?
I mean, wait, can you stand up and
not my mom? Okay, my name is Kyle, but my mom was not. She is not.
He has done that
anymore,
as well. That was a part of the movie as well. It was both in there, dude.
Oh, okay,
but for me, I don't even think I've told you this. Is like for me, Matt Stone and Trey Parker are like my OG of like I consider them top tier like comedian writers. Like, yeah, South Park is absolutely. Like my all-time show. Like, I've seen every episode like more than 10 times each. I love that show.
It's every episode, show. Even yes. the like the newer stuff that they're yep. coming out with, like they're yep. insane.
I still watch even the movies on Paramount Plus.
The Panderverse yeah, episode was so good. Did you have you seen Book of Mormon?
I have, and I saw it in New York. I actually saw it on Broadway.
So did me.
Show me
too. That was very
dude. I was laughing so hard I was crying.
It was so
fucking good.
For a month
and
I couldn't say
dude.
Salt Lake City correctly.
Yeah. I loved it, man. Well, I just love everything they do.
So part of the reason why I brought it up was not only that part that I loved how it was, but also I looked up Trey Parker and Matt Stone's IMDb stuff. They actually are working on a movie with Kendrick Lamar. Have you guys heard about that?
Mm-mm.
I pulled it up.
I mean, what's it going to be about?
This is what it's going to be about.
So, like, me personally, I've never been a Kendrick Lamar fan. I'm not hating on him. He won a fucking Nobel Prize. I can't remember for what. Can you look that up real quick? I've never been a fan of his music. I know that it's very popular. Like, I'm not a hater. I just don't listen to it. But the whole Drake, Kendrick Lamar beef, he did that performance where he performed his diss song Not Like Us 5 times in a row, and I'm just like, I do not get it. I do not understand why people enjoy that so much.
Well, I think after this movie comes out, we're going to
is he gonna be in it?
Yeah,
Kendrick Lamar.
Are you stoned? You're very much acting like Nabil in the episode that we did the 420.
No fucking way are you gonna put me in that crowd.
I said it's starring Kendrick Lamar.
Oh. No.
Wait. Is Kendrick Lamar gonna be in the movie?
Struggling right
did
now.
He actually say
he
that?
He did. Yeah.
Oh. I thought you meant it was like a collab, like perhaps he was doing music for it or something. Okay,
so
what role is he going to be in this fucking
so real
movie?
Quick, he won the Nobel Peace Prize for combating pedophilia and murder in the music industry through his freedom of, like, his rap album called Damn.
I need to see the stats, dude.
So why don't you talk some more shit about this guy who's
trying
to help kids?
I will. What actual effect did it have? Did he just put out some music and somehow, in an abstract way, it helped in that area, or is he an activist and he has like secret groups behind
the scenes?
Did he? No. Like, legitimately, he was the one. Are you fucking with me right now, Todd?
God, I don't know. I don't...
And on the 4th of July, on Independence Day, me, an American, you would bamboozle me, Todd.
Oh, that reminds me of some. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible.
I'm a little fucked up right now, Todd. It's been a bad week for me.
I know. I can tell.
God, you guide me as a fellow American and help me live up to the standard of an American.
Okay, let's get this back on track. So the movie with Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar.
This is why he's the best producer.
And South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone's untitled musical will release on July 4th, 2025, 1 year from now, in theaters. The film follows a young black man interning as a slave reenactor at a living history museum who discovers that his white girlfriend's ancestors owned his own.
Oh boy.
By South Park. I mean, this movie is gonna be incredible. Yeah.
That sounds like some Jordan Peele type shit, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, that sounds like something he would release. Like, no hate if for whatever reason that was true. Listen to me right now, people.
Is this where he talks about how much he opposes racism and slavery?
I can look back at my ancestry. I am descended of Irish German farmers. They were poor. They worked the land. They were good, honest people. We didn't own no slaves, so I have no part in that shit at all. I am excusing myself from that. I know it.
Wow.
I have looked it up. I'm cool. I haven't owned any slaves.
That's the newest American slogan. I'm cool. I don't own any slaves.
Todd.
I disabuse myself. Hey, listen, man. I get it, too. My family, I can trace my lineage back to Germany. We don't have a bad history at all. We don't do anything with slaves. Anyway, so what were you...
But real quick, Team America World Police also just also like, just a fucking great, just a great banger. Of a
basketball
movie.
Was
basketball. Had, oh, basketball. Oh, geez. I used to love that movie when I was a kid. So
yeah.
But anyways, I just wanted to get in some fun stats. So 4th of July, obviously we're in the festivities. So I pulled up a couple fun facts. Some of these are whatever, but I thought some of them are kind of cool. So one of them is just like a little fun fact. We didn't actually declare independence on the 4th of July. So it didn't actually even happen on the 4th of July. So I thought it's kind of funny that we celebrate on the 4th when it didn't even happen on the 4th.
Yeah, why? So, but also I like how it doesn't tell you what. It took place 2 days before.
Yep. And then so, it actually, the papers, everything officially was signed in August. I did read that later.
It's sort of like this podcast. Like it actually happened before, but then it was released on the 4th of July.
Sure. So,
all right, I like it.
Dude, the forefathers knew what the fuck they were doing when they formed this country. Not the slavery part. We didn't like that. But when they formed the country, they were like, we need to like pre-release this. We need to record it beforehand and sign it and make sure it's really great. So like throughout history, we will look good. So respect other than the slavery part.
We should all reenact the forefathers. With you being the one producing it, deciding when it comes out, and Kyle just over in the corner going, I don't agree with slavery. Although I guess in that part, it just makes me the guy that wants slaves. So maybe we don't do that. That's not a good idea at all.
The designer of the 50-star flag lived in Lancaster, Ohio, and he was actually 16 years old when they added Hawaii and Alaska, and he actually used only $2.80 worth of blue cloth and white iron material to design the new flag.
No, you know what? I don't care, but this guy is such a fucking cheesemonger because I don't even know what that means. This guy, he's a fucking cheesemonger. Because who cares?
That's a great insult. Who, it is great. That. I'm is stealing great. That. It's so good.
Who gives a shit who designed the 50 star flag? All he did was he's like, well, they have the 13 in the circle, but what if we did 50? Well, we can't do 50 in a circle. That's going to be two. So what if we just line them up? That's not that great. It's not that.
Well, the thing is, it wasn't the 13. It was 48 to 50, though. It was he did 48 to 50, so we only did two stars.
Show us the 48-star flag. That's gonna blow my face off. Put that up there. 48 stars.
This fucking guy. This guy right here. I hope you're putting him up on the page so everyone can see.
Yeah.
This is the guy who was like, God damn, what do we do? We went from 48. Now we have 50.
So we just added two more, dude.
Let's fucking go. He made that shit symmetrical. He made it look good. He was set up for success from the beginning. He took advantage of the situation he was in, and he goes, guess what? We got 50 states now, so we're going to add two more stars, and that shit's going to be a perfect rectangle, and it's going to look fire. And that's why we have one of the best flags ever, America. I am an American. I love America. Best
American
flag.
That is a very American thing to do, to be like, look at all this. It's mine now. I created it. I took 48 stars and I made it 50. I'm a fucking get me a shirt with an eagle on it. I'm a fucking genius.
Oh, shit.
That's how we roll.
So Americans will enjoy 150 million hot dogs during the 4th.
Oh.
So Joey Chestnut will eat about 100 million of them because he's LeBron.
Joey Chestnut.
Are you a hot dog guy, Todd? Because you do like the vegan / pescatarian type.
So you should support Joey Chestnut even more because he just signed with Impossible.
I don't have a problem with Joey's chestnuts. My problem is with him being compared to LeBron James or any professional athlete.
I mean, I enjoy food, but the way that he can eat food and put it away, I'm like, I can't. I'm the type of person where if I can do a lot of shit, if you can do something insane that I could never do, I'm like, I respect that.
Okay, so I'm the Willie Mays of pizza then. Because I'm going to be dead
soon. What kind
of
pizza? Derek loves just the straight cheese, or like, are we just saying any pizza?
Are we really sure you like straight cheese?
Straight cheese.
Okay.
Or the gay cheese. I mean, cheese that's like smooth and delicious.
So this kind of just refers cheese. Back to the one is that only two men signed the independence on the 4th. So we can skip past that.
Nothing was done on the date that it said it was. All
they took it off.
Shit that we learned in grade school, even up to high school, college perhaps, is a sham. They have lied. So
wait, I feel like now you're going. We should get you high.
There is really a manifesto that I'm dropping. This is just
there's something written on the back of the Declaration of Independence, and they're like, no, it's not a treasure map, but they actually don't know who wrote it back on there.
So they don't know who wrote it. It's in invisible ink, but they know it's not a map?
No, so it says literally all it says. It's signed original Declaration of Independence dated 4th July 1776, and they don't know who wrote it or when. So that
which
is,
isn't even really true, right?
Yep.
I feel like Nicolas Cage is like a sage elder alien who was sent to this planet to kind of like unveil things to us. And there was a lot of truth in National Treasures, but they Hollywood, now we're getting into some conspiracy shit. Hollywood is trying to make him look like a crazy person so you won't believe the shit that he's saying. I'm totally kidding. Okay, whatever. On to the next
also,
topic.
It's very possible.
Independence Day is the
do you have how many line items are on this little list? Because I want to get into like some 4th of July stories.
Yeah, yeah. I actually have
I'm just zooming through.
You just mentioned something that I would want to bring up.
Sure.
You said Independence Day, best 4th of July movie of all time. I can't disagree with that. I do have another contender, but I'm curious. What's your do you have a 4th of July movie?
I mean, I have like a 4th of July scene. Do you like The Sandlot? Sandlot is like all time one of my top movies.
You are smoking.
Sandlot, I am.
I just, okay.
Is that why you kept asking me that?
No, it's because you kept asking. It's because you kept asking questions that were already answered. But I'm just, as you were talking about The Sandlot, I saw smoke propelling off your face.
Sandlot.
I never saw The Sandlot, believe it or not.
No, you're full of shit right now.
No.
I never saw it.
Why?
You're killing me, Smalls. I know. Yeah. Like, I know that.
Dude, it's a great movie.
No. So you know that moment, but you've never watched the movie.
Yeah, but you know what? Hold on.
this is crazy.
This is what you have to do a lot of times when you're talking to Kyle. Hold on.
You do.
I knew that line from Chasing Amy.
Okay. That's wild, dude. I thought like every kid in person in this. Like, dude, you were like one of one, dude.
Yeah, I know.
You're not leaving. One in a million. You're not leaving until we watch this movie. It's not going to happen on the pod.
You need to watch it, though. It's a great classic.
I didn't have anything against it.
It's a fucking classic. But I do love. I'm going to ride with my boy Derek. Independence Day, classic all time. I have lost a lot of respect for Will Smith. Sorry, dog. Like, you have not been respectable. But
play
the
to the camera
is
as if Will
great, like,
yeah. As if Will? Jada's going to let him watch this podcast.
Yeah. Jada, you too. Fuck it.
Will Smith's going to show up and slap
smoke.
You, dude.
Yeah,
like, that'd be amazing. That'd be amazing if that door just
Will,
opened up
Will
the
Smith
fresh
would
Prince
never,
of Bel-Air
ever,
showed
dude.
Up and smacked him across the face. On the 4th of July, Will?
I'm no Joe Rogan, but you will get this work, Will. Like, you... I got 20 years of youth and anger on you. I will destroy you, Will Smith. Don't play with me ever. Or
so
your soft son, Jada.
Your movie now.
So we go back
obviously
and forth.
Not Independence Day.
No. Independence Day is one of them. We have two 4th of July movies, and we'll watch one after, like, one year this year that, we, you know, you get it?
Yeah.
You understand? Okay. The other one is, and a lot of people hate this movie. Fuck you. It's Die Hard 4.
I mean,
Live Free or Die Hard.
Yeah.
Yes,
I mean,
yeah.
It's
a
great movie.
Justin Long.
Yeah.
Fuck,
yeah.
I love that.
It's very
it's
good.
A good
yeah.
fucking
good.
Movie.
It is a good movie. Yeah. I like all the Die Hard movies. Honestly.
I do too, except for 5. 5 to me was
yeah,
a
little.
Kinda, and 2, honestly, 2 was a little too much of a. It was like Home Alone 2. It was just like the exact same movie, but in a different spot. It was like in a different.
Yeah,
place.
I guess you see the third one I liked a lot.
Third
it was like
great.
That Russian dude or whatever,
the
his
one,
brother
but,
or whatever.
But the one with the one with Justin Long. That shit
it is
goes
really good.
So
hard.
That's the one that's
with
hackers,
his,
right? Where they
with
hack
his, yeah, with his daughter.
Yeah, it's great.
It has
yeah,
Timothy
really
Oliphant as the main
great.
Villain.
Yeah, it's all
love big. Him as an actor. God damn, I love that.
It's
movie.
A great movie.
That is a
but
great
people
movie.
When they talk about Die Hard, they shit on that movie,
nah,
and I don't. I don't.
I don't agree. Don't agree.
Here's what I love about this is what I love that Die Hard did with both 3 and 4 and maybe 5 too, I don't know, but with definitely with 3 and 4, they actually took a script that was written as a standalone movie. The studio bought it and then they just injected John McClane into it. So it was like a whole other set apart movie, which is great because then you're not getting a carbon copy of 1 and 2 or whatever.
I enjoyed that movie.
Yeah.
It's a fun one.
4 is very good. Okay, so
just a couple more here. I'm rifling through them, and then we can get to your store, Kyle, because there was just like 2 here that I thought were great. 1 billion worth of fireworks are literally spent each year, which I think is pretty wild.
Are you a firework guy, Todd?
Yeah, so I
love
to bring
fireworks.
That in, yep.
I'm not doing a whole lot this 4th of July. I usually have a big party. I know I just asked you a question and just kept fucking talking. It's kind of my thing.
It is.
I am so sorry. Go. I fucking love you, Todd. I know you tolerate so much from me.
I've never met someone who made me not want to talk more than you just going, go. Now I want to be like, no, you know, fuck you. I'm not talking. No, I love fireworks. It's one of the things that I miss from, because my wife was never is not a big firework person. She likes watching them. Like, we'll watch them on the strip, that sort of stuff. That's fun. But, like, I used to light them off. I used to love lighting them off. I used to love getting firecrackers on the Indian reservation. Because
Washington, you can also get, like, the big boy, like, mortars and
if
shit.
If you go to one of the Indian reservations.
Yeah, yeah, which is the same thing here. So you guys have the same thing, which is dope. Like, you get some cool shit.
I had a friend of mine and I, we used to always practice different things, like, drop the fire, like, light the firecracker, put it in a can, like, try to throw it before it goes off and it explodes. Like, just fun shit like that. But yeah, I always love fireworks. I always love how on the 5th of July, I always had like the black mark on the thumb from the lighter and yeah. Hated the snake.
Yeah, those are terrible. Whoever buys those is lame. Trash, I don't like those little things that you throw on the ground too and they pop. Like the little
I used
pop
to
things.
Love those.
Oh, really?
Me and my this is when I was a kid. Me and my cousins would get those and like sneak up behind an adult and throw it down on the ground. All right. Yeah. That's
you're one of those.
My dad would spend like way more money on the safer fireworks that like, I don't know how this shit went in Washington state, but like here in Nevada at the gas stations, they have the temporary little stands they set up.
They're up right now.
And
yeah.
you can get the safer
right.
fireworks.
Yeah, they have that up in Washington.
But it's like me as a 35-year-old man, I'm going to drive like 30 minutes right out there to the Indian reservation and I'm going to get the crazy shit. We're going to get mortars. We're going to fucking do the big boom booms. We're going to do the fun shit.
But
I also respect the fact that my parents and my dad tried to make it fun, but we never had that when I was young.
But
and
not then, safe. Yeah. Safe but sane is what I always love that. They had those were, I don't know, in Washington, a lot of times those were the two distinctions. It was safe and sane or unsafe and insane. And I'd always take a hard left and go straight over to the unsafe and insane. Unsafe and insane. But it's weird that I had that actually because I had an experience when I was a kid where I was a toddler and my mom's husband at the time, it was my first stepdad, was a cokehead and his name was Bode. So I always kind of blame her on that because he should have seen that coming. But he, on the 4th of July, he thought it would be so fun to have me hold the bottle rocket and light it. And then he's like, and my mom just in the other room hears, okay, let go of it. And then it just goes off in my hand.
Bottle rocket.
So the fact that I don't have some childhood trauma as it pertains to the
how old were you when that was going on?
Probably 2 or 3.
Ooh, oh, holy shit!
That is wild. Because
I was about to say, like, we used to do that too, where you'd hold
it. Oh, sure.
Got the rhythm of when to let go of it. You'd get scorched a little bit. My hands are like ultra beat up. I have all kinds of tattoos and shit all over.
I mean, people shoot people with bottle rockets too, right? We used to do the Roman candle wars.
Yeah. Did you ever do that shit with your buddies?
Did you ever see the clip of that old lady that they have hold the Roman candle?
I've seen that, yeah.
And every time she sounds like Kyle when he's watching a Jenna James movie from the 90s. And she's like, ow!
So real quick, last one I just wanted to hit real quick that I thought's hilarious is wearing Old Glory violates the U.S. flag code. By law, we are not allowed to wear like stuff that represents the flag and stuff. So like our swim trunks or anything like that, the print, it's actually illegal, but they never enforce it. But I thought that was interesting. I didn't know that. I thought that was a fun one.
And I don't give a fuck. I dare you to try to stop me like you won't.
This is America.
It is, dude.
I'll break any law from the Constitution. I don't give a fuck.
I pay my taxes. I follow most of the laws and, you know, like
I follow all of the laws and I pay some of my taxes. Okay. So
Todd's a good Christian man. That's better than I do.
Have you ever been arrested? Just curious.
Never. I know you have.
Yeah.
Because I watched the pod. I know the whole story. That's hilarious. I have been in handcuffs multiple times, and I'm here to tell you, dude, Derek and I, when we were in our early 20s, we had multiple crazy run-ins with the law where we got to just walk away from it, and we looked at one another, and we were like, oh, fuck. Like, we got...
Lucky. Yeah.
I feel like in many
fucking
areas
thank God for being white, right, guys? Yeah.
I mean, also that is, I feel like legitimately a thing, but
well, on one
at
of
the
them,
same
just,
time,
yeah.
like I have been unlucky in other areas, but the same. Not,
I mean,
I won.
He was flying.
Jail.
You were probably driving. You were flying over at least double the speed limit, and he saw somehow. I didn't know they saw this, but I almost at one point in my life when I was younger, I signed up to be a police officer, and I made it almost all the way to the end. And he saw that, and he's like, Derek, he's like, you signed up for the police force, and he's like, and I was like, yeah. He's like, are you thinking about doing it again, or how's it going? And I talked, and he's like, all right, next time slow down and just let us go. And he was going
wow.
double over the speed limit, which is insane. But I don't even know how he like knew that. I guess they
yeah, we were going to gamble.
But it was lucky.
We were. I was excited to throw my money away, Todd. I had to like get there. But it legitimately did work. And he did a ride along.
It was crazy. Yeah.
Didn't you say like you guys did?
You did a ride along?
I did.
Yeah. Ride along. I want
to
hear
didn't
this.
You the one you responded to a call and there was like an active home invasion. He was like, hey, so in my lunchbox, like there's like a thing like you could hit that if some crazy shit pops off. And you were like, okay. And he went in there.
Yeah,
to
so
sweep the premises.
So I got to do a ride along. They kind of suggest that you do that if you can, because I actually knew someone that was like the chief in one of the divisions or whatever. While ago, my dad knew him. So he got me a ride along. And it was like, it was pretty normal. It was cool. The dude was just kind of explaining everything. But there was one moment where they thought there was like a home break in, and we were like flying multiple cops. We did the like right in front of the house. And she's like, do not leave the car. And he's like, if you need the box, open it. It's all you'll need if you need something. I'm like, this is insane. And he's just like, do not get out of this vehicle. I'm
you
like,
open the box and there's like Twizzlers and chocolate milk in there. Just relax.
You're going to be okay, sweetie.
But it was,
have some
yeah.
snacks and calm down.
But that's it was crazy wild. Though. Yeah, so I saw all these cops like breaking, like they like went in and everything, and it ended up being like fine, or the guy, I forgot if the guy like already left or it was like a false thing or whatever, but like nothing crazy happened. But like in that moment, I'm just like, holy shit.
Well, yeah,
like,
of course.
A ride along you're expecting just kind of, you know, early in the day, it was just, nah, it's kind of like whatever. You show me cool stuff you can see in people's like plates and like what they can see on their computers and shit, and I was like, oh, this is kind of even crazier than I thought.
I'm gonna do a ride along. I need to like,
you can technically
to,
did you know
I
this as
out
a citizen
police,
you can
you
ask to
yeah.
have a ride along whenever you want.
You should
do
I might do it. I might like vlog that shit.
I can't
too,
even
like,
imagine what you want to ride along would be like for the poor cops. They're just like driving along, they're like, well, actually the law says that. They're arresting someone, and you're just walking up randomly, just cracking open a liquid.
You're breaking their constitutional rights, and then I just have a Truly, and I'm just taking a giant gulp of it. Like, you can't arrest
shit.
Me.
Well.
So what made you not become a cop?
So pretty much I made it, like, all the way to the end. So I did the orientation board, and then I got right before like the last thing is like the lie detector test or whatever.
And then you were like, fuck this.
They didn't actually. So what happens is that you fill out, dude, it's like the most intensive like packet of like your life you'll
they
ever
look at
fill
your
out.
Social medias like you
it
have to
is,
give them access
it is
to
like
your
dude you have
media.
To tell stories of like your childhood, any drug use, any friends you knew with drug use, like dude, like it was the most detailed I felt like I've ever had to like talk about my life. And they said that most people will get, like, discharged for lying. That's not where I got. Because they said, like, do not lie in the beginning, because they're like, ultimately you're going to take a lie detector test and you go through all this process. We'll know. And they'll actually just – they'll get rid of you if they find that you, like, made something up. But the thing that's frustrating is they tell you sometimes you won't know why you didn't make it or whatever. And I remember just getting the response, and, like, the generic thing was, like, friend with someone that used drugs like in like high school and like one other thing, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, because I never yeah. really, I literally truly did never use
I gotta
drugs
be honest with you
younger.
That might have been me, because in high school I'm gonna tell you right now, in high school you didn't want to be a fucking police officer anyway.
Ultimately, I
didn't.
Like,
I'm sorry.
I'm glad I was.
We're
not
doing this podcast shit. Like, this is a living
hey, if it wasn't for you,
right
I wouldn't
here.
Have a podcast.
Exactly.
So,
that's what I'm saying, yeah. dude. I love it. We're doing this
and
shit
I enjoy
together.
Being this
I'm
producer,
glad you're so. A junkie piece of trash. Because then.
I'm sorry. But, that's it. That's it.
Are we doing.
Let's do something.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, I want off the Todd rope. I love it so much. I want it
I'm gonna
Todd rope me, Todd.
God.
I don't want to get another kidney stone, so I'm taking this.
Enjoy.
One
if
you're cool with that. I noticed you don't have a one of our new sponsors, Liquid Death. Not a sponsor.
Liquid Death, sponsor us.
Oh, you do have one.
Sponsor.
I
do. Sponsor.
I just finished
Todd.
It because it was so delicious.
So delicious. It's time to go off the Todd rope.
I don't edit a ton out unless it's like really crazy.
Derek, in the future, you know what you're doing. Yeah. I'll trust you.
No, this is like breaking the fourth wall or like
leave
the
it
fifth
in.
Wall, like
leave
another
love
dimension
fourth
or something.
Wall breaks, like in blowing a- your mind. You're looking at you, giving you instructions from the past and the future. It's like some minority report type shit. Yeah.
Which he was going to be a cop, so he's going to report on the minorities. Okay. if you had to fight, okay, by the way, what I want to do on this is I'm going to read the question. And I'm going to only get one answer from one of you. Cause if I go to you, then you have too much time to
sure,
think about
sure,
it.
Sure.
So, okay. I'm going to do the first one. Me off the top.
I don't know. I don't like that. It's my segment.
I mean,
it's on you.
I feel like, please.
All right, fine.
He is excited
okay.
about it.
Thank
Let
you.
The man be
I love
excited.
It.
If you had to fight an ostrich, how would you win the fight?
Okay, so I have discussed this.
I just realized what I asked him.
I have discussed this on my very own podcast, The Naturals Podcast. Shameless plug, right at the back end of the episode, Liquid Death sponsor us and Todd. You got to take off one of your socks, and you got to get in there. You got to get in tight. You got to get in tight to the ostrich, and then you throw your sock over its head. And then
this sounds like how Kyle masturbates.
It is, dude. I like to take... You have to make it interesting. When you have not had sex with a woman as long as I have, you got to get creative to...
So he's got to go fight ostriches with a sock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my love language.
You're just... You're
okay?
Mick Foley. You take the sock, put it on your hand, shove it down the ostrich's neck. I like it.
Or over its head.
I feel like getting to his head though with the
that
sock would be difficult.
That one was catered to me, and I wanted it, and now it's Derek's turn.
All right, Derek, would you rather have robot arms or robot legs?
Okay, so yeah, I think I'm gonna go legs. I'm gonna go legs on that one because I would love to like jump up really high and like just kick shit.
Yeah, I don't really know. Like your arms, you would want them to. I guess if you were stronger with the arms, I guess that would be one thing. But yeah, your legs are definitely going to be
And I just
carry
feel like arms, it might be like, it gets in your way and you're like bumping into stuff.
You
and
could
like you
be
can't
like
move.
An insane fucking expeditionary traveler because if you have robot legs,
you could
be
just
like,
run
all right, I'm going to go to
oh, yeah.
sleep. I'm going to set these hoes on autopilot. Like you're going to run over a mountain. Exactly. Todd gets it.
I like
and
it.
Like.
That's pretty good.
Just stabilize the spine, and we're gonna get there.
You don't even have to travel for that. That's just walking around Las Vegas. My family was here a couple of weeks ago, and I used my mom's scooter like once, just as kind of a gag, because she. It's a long story, but anyway, I used her scooter to go out to the car to grab something, and I was like, as I'm riding down through Harrah's, I was like, I don't ever want to walk in Las Vegas again. This is the best. But then you
one
also have
my,
like everyone sees me and they're like, he's too young. He's only doing this because he's fat. Like, oh, they.
Now you're the Walmart scooter guy, unfortunately.
No, I'm the Walmart. Yeah.
One of my dreams is to take a scooter into a casino to play blackjack and just not have to walk other than to stand up. To take a piss in between having cheap casino drinks at the table.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to do it at a certain point. We will, if you want to do it with us, because I know you are doing a slot channel as well, we should do that sometime.
That would
be
funny.
That would
be
fucking
hilarious.
Yeah,
we're all in the Naturals.
Scooters. Yeah. We'll look like a softball team. That shit would be hilarious.
We should just tell everyone we're in a softball team.
Yeah, right. I'm
it's
down.
Like a scooter
I'm
softball
down.
Team.
Let's make a bit out of it. We can write our own backstories or write each other's backstories.
If you could turn to any inanimate object, what would it be? And why would it be the sock?
That's a good question. I like that one. I like feet. Not really.
See, you are the Nabil of this episode.
I would be a knife. I would be a knife.
You would be a knife.
I like knives. I like guns.
But you wouldn't move anywhere
this
unless someone grabbed you. So you're just.
But I am a weapon of utility and or destruction. I want
to
be a knife.
His dream
I
is to
knives.
Just lay in a drawer for days and days. Would you want to be a knife that someone uses to murder somebody or to like cut
Ooh.
Butter?
I mean
both.
I do like the cutting same day. Butter. I love Derek because he's known me for a super long time, and it's so true. But also, like, it's got to be like a righteous murder. But like if you're ending a life, and in a righteous way, that's like good because I'm a good Christian and I love Jesus and I have like a little.
Cross he would be like a knife from a revenge movie, dude. Like a.
Yeah, then yes, I'd like to be the murderer.
Like nobody.
I mean,
or
I guess
John
it
Wick
still is a murder, but the Lord sanctioned it because it's vengeance, or maybe not.
Okay. Okay, look, I apologize, but I'm gonna go back to Kyle for this.
That's
one.
Fine,
Kyle. What's a controversial opinion you have that most people disagree with?
Fuck, dude.
I feel like that was the better.
Yeah, yep.
That was that's a hard one for me to immediately hit.
I love how this is where he lets us down.
Yeah, I know,
this
right?
Is
I feel like that should have
been. I did. I let you down on this one. I did. I don't know. Pull one more for Derek.
Okay, you're going to think on that one?
Yeah. Right. No, I can't do that one.
You can't do that one? Do you have we won't go into it, but this could be good for the do you have one that you're thinking of that you don't want to say?
Not right now. I'm kind of smacked, honestly. I've had a bad day.
Oh, I know one that you have. I know one that you have.
Okay. And I hear this.
Okay. Because you told me this at the Dirty at 12:30. You have a specific kink or a specific fetish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He wants to have sex with a little person.
That's right.
I wouldn't even what is that a controversial opinion?
Well, it kind of is because
that is so disrespectful to the little people community. And I just have to
wait. No. I want to tell you something. Between pro wrestling and comedy, I've worked with a lot of little people, and I haven't respected one of them.
So maybe you won't sub to his channel, but you'll sub to mine, the Naturals podcast.
He wants the DMs
because
too.
Because little ladies, I will respect you. I will respect.
Sub to his channel and then sub to him.
Sub to me.
Okay, last one for Derek. And then we got one more for Kyle. And then this... Okay, here we go.
That... Some...
Well, no, go ahead. What are you going
to say? I kind of punished myself on that one. but I'm fine with it. Derek, This is the power that Derek has over me is that he gets to leave shit like this in for people to see. I respect it. I'm sorry. Don't make me look bad.
See, you should be in the next 420 episode, I feel like.
Yeah.
Oh, he would
my
be great.
Fucking
be
God.
Great,
that
honestly,
is
he really would be a, good
a plan.
Guess,
yeah. All right. If you could switch genders for the day, what would you do?
I feel
what would you do?
It's funny because Andrew Rivers is like, I remember like he's like, I'm going to be a prostitute and make a couple $100.
Yeah, that was the weirdest answer.
That was hilarious.
Have you seen that episode yet?
Yeah, he hasn't seen it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be coming out.
His response, I love Andrew Rivers, but his response was literally, I'm going to get fucked by dudes and I'm going to make very little money.
Fuck, I would not, dude. I would kind of like play around with my you
with the sock. You bring the sock out. Okay, let's hear it. Let's
you answer this one.
Yeah, I mean, I guess for me, I mean that is a tough one, but I would like to like know what it would be like to be like catered around to like take advantage of dudes for like drinks and shit like that.
I thought you were gonna say take advantage.
Derek would be a little Instagram thought.
I would.
He'd be like,
like,
you can take me on a date, but it better be somewhere fancy.
I would. It would
You'd
be interesting.
A little talk keys.
It would be interesting to be like, I don't know if I'd want to go to like the extreme version of it, but like go on some crazy trip because some just rich dude wanted to take me because he thought I was this hot little.
You're getting
on
pooped
some
on that trip, by the way. Like some terrible things.
But
are
maybe
happening.
I also
want to
know Andrew
Rivers
style what it's like to get banged as a
get
chick.
Get pooped on?
No, not pooped on, but banged as a chick. You know, I don't know. Aren't you? No part of you is curious what it feels like for a woman compared to
no!
us. As a
man. Have you ever? So, Derek, I've been struck by a vehicle and had fingers put in my asshole to see if I was bleeding
That's
internally
not the same thing.
At the hospital, and I was like. Oh, that was unpleasant. So I immediately knew at a young age that I did not want to be penetrated.
But a butthole and a vagina are not the same thing, dude.
How do you know that? Are you a scientist?
I know because women
Look
say
at
it.
Him.
Women say it, dude.
Blasphemer.
I guess I'm the odd man out. And I'm on Rivers with that. It would be interesting to know what it feels like for them.
Just be a bottom then. Like, at some point,
I don't want it in my butt, dude. I'll have a vagina. It's got to feel different. It feels,
well, of course it feels different. I'm sure, don't say lady. They don't know.
What do you mean they don't know? Of course
they don't know what it's like to penetrate someone.
But maybe they want to know that. You're telling me there's not women out there that want to know what it's like to have a dick?
I'm sure that they'd love to just fuck the shit out of somebody. And I'm sure you'll find this lady and she'll peg you on the 4th of July with fucking sparklers in her hands.
What did Adam call it? It was like the symbol of freedom or like Americana or something. Yeah, there's... Yeah. Guaranteed there are so many like insanely huge American themed dildos out in the world.
Yeah, watch our pod with Adam Dominguez. It is funny. He talked about working in a porn shop. It was great.
By the way, I've asked this now to you and to Rivers. You've kind of weighed in. Single guys that aren't saying, oh, I'm going to go out and tell everyone what a big dick Todd Royce has. Like, you go out and you tell all of the girls that you meet. This guy over here, this Derek dude, he fucks so good. And then you just have chicks. But, you know, that's if you want to have sex with chicks.
No,
that's if you want to have sex with chicks. If you want to find out what it's like to
I mean, I would love for you to do that for me, Todd.
I don't talk about dicks. I'm sorry.
But I don't really, I don't flaunt that. I don't, whatever. I'm a pretty chill guy, dude, honestly. I really am.
No, my point was if you were a girl.
No, I know.
Then you could tell other girls how great you are in bed. And then they'd all want to have that sex with you.
I mean, that's some high level. That's some chest level. I like that.
That's what I was
saying.
Okay,
so what you inceptioned me that I didn't even realize that. That's like, you're playing chess, dude. And I respect
Todd is
it.
Doing a mind fuck right there. That is.
I like that.
Wow. That's a good moment.
All right, last question for Uncle Kyle. What's something you love that you're embarrassed to tell people about?
Ooh, I feel like there's a lot of potential good ones here.
Fuck, dude.
Come on.
So I'm going to say this.
The View.
No. They're too liberal for me. I love Whoopi, but we're not going to stay on that.
What about Whoopi Goldberg?
I love Whoopi, girl. we're moving on. I'm manly as fuck. I can fix a lot of things. I build shit. I go to the motherfucking gym. But also... I love Magic the Gathering. It's nerdy as fuck. It's like super adult gambling.
It's fun.
Honestly, tonight we might crack a $400 or two Magic the Gathering Modern Horizon 3 collector set to see if we can hit some serialized
full
shit.
Nerd, did you let them
and
nerd
I
out?
Am embarrassed about it, but I do love Magic, so that is like my embarrassing shit. And a plug also.
My best friend when I was in my late teens was his name's Jason Fleming, and he was a huge, like, this is when Magic, as far as I know, Magic the Gathering had just come out.
Yeah.
It was the first time I heard about it. And he ragged on me and finally got me to play. And,
oh, you played it? Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
yeah. And
yeah,
I fucking hated it. But I know a lot of people love it.
Fair. What? So if I built you like a cool deck, like some Gucci shit, and I invited you to play some Magic the Gathering with me, you'd be like, nah, fuck you,
I mean,
Kyle.
Do you like strategy games? Like, legitimately, do you like thinking and, like, strategy games
in general?
I prefer
not to think. No, I like strategy. Like, name. Give me an example of a strategy game. Like,
so,
I like,
so like
Magic
chess?
The Gathering. No, Magic
chess
the
I've had
Gathering.
Fun
poker,
with.
Poker, like, is a card
poker,
game where you got to outthink people and you got to make decisions. Magic
we're
going to
fucking play
senses.
Each other in a chess game.
What about Risk? Do you consider Risk?
Yeah, I would consider
Risk.
Yeah, okay, so like if you like stuff like that, it is teetering on that line because you have to really use building a deck and stuff. There is like strategy to it and stuff, but we won't get too much in it. It's okay.
Yeah.
That was
so can thing. We so can we plug some shit really quick before we close it out?
No. Thanks for watching. Yeah, no, of course.
The end. Enjoyed the episode.
No,
yeah,
so
what
so,
are you plugging? Plug away.
No,
do you want me to plug or do you
I mean,
plug
we know away? Who's plugging
I mean,
him.
I mean, we can both do it. I'll go first. I'll just, like, hit the highlights, and you can, like, close it out.
Of course.
You want to
go
first?
No,
like,
no, you're good.
Sorry, dude.
No,
I'm
I
like
want you
fucking,
to do it. You love doing it. Go ahead. You promote the shit out
this
of
this
us.
This is what
I
it's going to be like when Kyle's married. He's like, can I go first?
I will
be like,
fucking,
you can come
I'll
first.
Fucking,
absolutely.
Yeah, I'll fucking never get married.
Oh.
Single forever.
Oh.
Nobody loves me. All right. So we have a really awesome podcast called The Naturals Pod. We would love if you would come check it out. Todd has been on it. He
was a great episode.
Was like a really big jump off for us, and that's what created this relationship. And I love it, Todd, because you are like a natural born podcaster. You have
a naturals born.
There you go.
You are a natural because you have been on. Like
that's what honestly it's cool because I knew you from Kill Tony, and we saw you just real quickly. We saw you perform opening up for William Montgomery Casey Rocket, and like for us we're like, oh shit, he lives out here, and we're like, we're gonna get him on. So it was just super cool meeting you, and it's cool that it's turned into all this now. Now
fun.
You're fucking producer on this amazing podcast with great guests. And
when I came in here, I didn't know what to expect, and you guys had this whole studio built and everything set up, and I was like, damn, I loved it.
It was a fun.
This podcast is amazing. People should check it out. It's really
and honestly, the episode with Todd was really it's a great episode. It had a lot ton. Funny moments. So like this podcast, at least watch the episode with
motherfucking renegade YouTubers. We started from nothing. We
started from the bottom.
1K, now we're here. So it's like
we did just hit 1K. That was very exciting for us. So if you could subscribe to us, we'd appreciate it. But thanks for Todd having us on and
we are
in front of a camera. And then you'll see me in future episodes, voice only, because you won't see me. I'll be over there.
Right over there. Yeah. And also, let's just one last time say happy 4th of July. By the way, was that all the plugs? Was that all the plugs? Happy 4th of July to everybody. This is a great time. No matter what you think, like no country is perfect. No matter what you think or what issues you have or any of us have, 4th of July, Memorial Day, and Veterans Day are days to just celebrate what's good about this country. That's my opinion.
America.
Love it, dude.
And now let's end with a little bit of Rick Derringer. Real American. I'm kidding. That's by the way, real quick, you want to hear my controversial take? Since I'm a kid, I always thought that it would be great if the United States changed the national anthem to Real American by Rick Derringer.
I don't hate it.
Yeah, I don't.
Let's make that happen. I mean, there are so many corrupt fucks in the government. Like, we could probably sneak that one in there and make it happen.
See you guys.
Let's get APAC on it. No, I'm kidding.